Welcome to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman, where the discussion is about the challenges and opportunities that people face when communicating with the opposite gender. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Judy Hoberman.
Well, it's noon central on Monday, and it's our time together on Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Now, recently I've had some interesting travel situations, some that will definitely become a blog post or two, but all have one common thread, customer satisfaction. It is incredible to me that even when you are on one of the top airlines or in one of the top companies or best restaurants, how customer satisfaction really seems like a thing of the past. Now, customer satisfaction is a marketing term that measures how products or services supplied by a company meet or surpass a customer's expectation. And it's important because it provides marketers and business owners with a metric that they can use to manage and improve their businesses. Now, did you know that in a survey of nearly 200 senior marketing managers, 71% responded that they found a customer satisfaction metric very useful in managing and monitoring their businesses? And if that's the case, where are the results being used? Now, there's a commercial that shows a young man pulling into a gas station. He's in the year 2013 or 14, but the gas station is clearly from the 50s or 60s. The attendant quickly starts to check his tires and wash his windshield and pump the gas, something that would be representative of that era. Only he believes he's being carjacked. So is customer service really a thing of the past? Now, we all know that it's cheaper to retain your current customers than it is to acquire new ones, and that's based on building relationships. When you give great service, your customers will be repeat purchasers of your products and their services, and hopefully they'll become your walking ambassadors and spread the word about the amazing things you and your company does. Now, it's a well-known fact that without customers, you just don't have any business. We also know that building and nurturing a relationship with your client makes your customer satisfaction even more important. So how do you show your clients that you value them and want to keep them? Well, here's just a few ideas. First, meet with them face-to-face if possible. Now, you can create a relationship with someone over the phone and online, but there's nothing like a good old-fashioned face-to-face meeting. Now, I'm not saying that every time you have to ask a question or deliver information, it has to be in person, but you really get to know someone and can relate easier with them if you've actually met them. When they contact you, you need to respond, and in a timely manner. Now, I know we're all busy and we can't get back to every person immediately, but you can shoot a quick text or an email and let them know that you have received their message or their call, and you will get back to them shortly. For me, my downfall was that I responded quicker than anyone. Even if I was in a meeting, I would send a text so fast that I'd get back to them after the meeting that while it was great for them, everyone expected me to respond immediately. And that's hard to keep up with. So I had to retrain my clients to just a bit to expect them to know I'd respond, just not in a matter of seconds. You also have to know what industry the person you're trying to reach is in. Every industry has their own timetable, so become familiar with it. I know that when I talk to anyone in IT, when they tell me they'll call me tomorrow, it doesn't necessarily mean tomorrow. It just means not today. Make sure that when someone is looking to speak with you, that you're there to help them and are there for them, especially when you really don't want to be. You also need to underpromise and overdeliver. There's nothing wrong with promising your clients the sun, the moon, and the stars. The problem is when they don't all line up. So make sure you're giving them the details you can offer them and what the future can mean as well. Disappointing your clients is not something they'll easily forget. And remember them, just because. When I was in the insurance business, I made it a point to have everyone's birthday in a file. Every month I'd send out a simple birthday card, and that went a long way. Some of my clients would call and thank me because no one else ever sent them a card, or a child felt special to receive a card in the mail. It's these little things that make you stand out from the crowd, a place that shows you how much you value your clients. Now, here's a thought. When you're trying to figure out what your clients are looking for that will make them feel special and wanting to stay with you, ask yourself, what would you look for if you were the client? When you treat your clients the same way you would want to be treated, it's a win-win situation. So how does a great customer service flow into a long-standing and a long-term relationship? Here's a few ideas. Offer a product or service that's related to what they've already bought. Have you ever bought from Amazon and when you sign in again, they remember you, what you bought, what your friends looked for? That is a relationship that's being built. celebrate their first anniversary doing business with you. It's amazing when people know that you remember them. And send your existing clients an invitation-only sale preview before it's available to the general public. You can also have a private Facebook page or a special access to your website page to see all the special offers. There's a lot to be said for customer service and relationships and customer retention. When we come back, we're going to hear from our first guest and hear her ideas about value, relationships, and systems. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Okay, it's time to meet my first guest, Diane Helbig, an internationally recognized business and leadership development coach, author, speaker, and radio show host. As a certified professional coach, president of Seize This Day Coaching, Diane helps businesses and organizations operate more constructively and profitably. As a speaker and workshop facilitator, Diane merges energy and enthusiasm with rich content. Her goal is to leave her audience with actionable steps as well as the excitement to implement those steps. Diane has expertise in small business, sales, networking, and leadership. She brings over 20 years of small business management and sales to her coaching. Diane is the author of Lemonade Stand Selling and the host of Accelerate Your Business Growth radio show. She is also a solution provider and authorized local expert for Constant Contact. Diane is past chairwoman of the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce as well as a COSE board member. So welcome to the show, Diane. I am excited for you to be here.
Well, I am excited to be here. Thank you so much, Judy.
Okay, so let's dive right in. Now, you are an expert in sales, and I know you have some opinions about customer service. So tell it's obviously true. So tell me what your thoughts are about customer service, good, bad, or ugly.
So you're absolutely right, and I loved what you were talking about at the beginning of the show, and I especially liked when you said, what would you look for if you were the client? I think people forget that customer service is not just delivering on a product or a service. It's really meeting your customer's expectations. It's really understanding what they are expecting from you, what they want from you. What did you tell them you were going to do? Many times we tell them we're going to do something in particular to win the sale. You got to do it. You got to do at least it or better consistently and really listen to your customers over time so that you don't get complacent.
Okay, so take that thought, and let's attach the word relationships in. How do they work together?
Okay, I am a firm believer that as salespeople, we have several relationships that we are dealing with at any one time, and that each and every one of these relationships that really matter to our success. You know, they say that sales is really about relationships and relationship building, and that is true. It's not just with our customer. It's with our prospects. It's with our referral sources. It's with everyone who we come in contact with. How are we building those relationships? And I will say that that relationship goes both ways. A lot of times salespeople think, I need the sale, I need the sale, I need the sale. So they don't stop and think about, but do I really want to be in a relationship with that person? Do I really want to be in bed with them, so to speak? You know, do I want to be married to them? Because when you are selling to somebody and you get a client, you are attached to them. You are in a long-term relationship where you have to keep interacting with them and dealing with them on a really consistent basis so that they know you're there and they know you care.
Okay, so let's go one step further, because everything that you're saying is bringing me to the next piece, because, you know, building relationships is not just a one-on-one thing. It's one-to-many. It could be any way that you build this. And a lot of times we hear speakers and trainers that are great, but there's nothing to implement when you get back to your office. And you, and what I said about you earlier was that your goal is to leave your audience with actionable steps as well as the excitement to implement those steps. So talk to us about why it's so important to do something that they're going to be able to follow through and implement afterwards, because we all know you feel pumped up when somebody's motivating you and then you leave and you go back to your office and it's like, okay, now what?
That's exactly right. And so I am a very firm believer in systems, that you need a prospecting system, a selling system, and a follow-up system, because if you fall down in any one of these areas, you struggle. And I, you know, my wish is that no salesperson or small business owner ever struggles with what they are doing in order to be able to be successful. So when we realize that we are very busy and that as salespeople, we are having to juggle different activities. So for example, we have to be prospecting. We always have to be prospecting. We also, however, once we get the client, we have to be doing account management. We have to do relationship management with that client in order to go deeper with them and to keep them. One of the things that you said about offer something that's complementary to what you've sold them, you know, it's finding ways to do more business with your current clients. Well, a lot of people struggle with, okay, but if I'm out prospecting, if I'm hunting, then I don't have time to do the other thing. Okay, you have to be doing both. So you have to systematize things. You've got to put these functions on a calendar. You need to set up alerts so that you're reminded to do things. One of the things that I say to people is think about riding a bike. When you start off riding, you have to push really hard in order to build momentum while you're riding the bike. Once you've gotten that momentum going, sometimes you can coast a little bit, but you can pedal nicely and easily. However, if you stop, you have to push really hard all over again to get building up that momentum. And that's what people do that, in my opinion, is a big mistake in sales. They get really busy, like they'll prospect for a really long time, and they'll be doing really well with it, and they'll get all of these client appointments. And they'll think, okay, then I have to stop prospecting, A, because I don't have time, or B, because if I keep bringing people into the pipeline, I won't be able to meet the, you know, their requirements if they want to hire me when I've got all these other things that are ready to pop. Two things there. One, you have to keep prospecting all the time. Two, until you have a signed deal, you don't have a signed deal. So
absolutely.
These people who are, right? These people in your pipeline, you don't have them yet. You have to keep putting people in there. And you make sure that whatever proposals you give people have expiration dates on them. so that they know, listen, if I don't pull the trigger on this in 30 days, I may lose my place in line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Right? They lose their place in line. That's okay.
Right, and if they aren't supposed to, you know, if they don't respond, then they're not supposed to be with you anyway.
That's right.
And you have
that's
to remember
right.
that. Yeah, that's the hard
yes.
part. That's the hard
it
part
is
because you already counted
part.
The money.
People hang on to it. Right. That's right.
Yeah, and
right.
as salespeople, we've already, you know, we think, oh, okay, so that's worth X amount of dollars. Okay, so that's coming into my account, but it never shows up. It never shows up.
Right, and they've stopped prospecting. So
right.
now they either didn't follow up with those people, so now they feel uncomfortable going back to those people because they think, oh, I'm going to look like a fool when I said I was going to follow up with them and then I didn't, which is
mm-hmm.
one of the reasons why you need a follow-up system. You
right.
know, you
right.
have to know that these are the steps that you're going to take and without having to think about them because they're on your calendar. I call it calendarizing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Block out that time, treat it like a sales appointment. You know, that's just got to do it, got to have it, got to happen.
But, you know, it's interesting, Diane, because I think a lot of people don't really know that they need a system. They think that, you know, they are the jack of all trades. They can do everything. They wear all these different hats, but you can't wear all the hats at the same time. And I can tell you personally this past weekend, I was a victim of it because I was burning at both ends, really honestly. And when I got home from my last trip, I was down for the count for 2 days, could not move, I couldn't function. And I realized I was trying to do too many things by myself at the same time. And you can't do that. You just can't do that.
Well, you raise a really good point that part of having systems, part of knowing these are all the things that need to be accomplished. I'm going to be really careful how I say it. So if these are all of the things that need to be accomplished on a consistent basis, so I'm sure that nothing's falling down, then I have to look at where am I best, where is my value, right? Where should I be in the mix? And where should I not be in the mix? Where should I pull in resources? Anything I can automate is great. Anybody I can bring in to do things that is their expertise, where they have strength, where they should be doing things, that takes those items off my plate, that then all I have to do is monitor to make sure those things are getting done. You got to do it. You're absolutely right.
Okay, so can I toot your horn for a minute? Because I know most women don't like to toot their own.
Sure.
So you were nominated Keynote Speaker of the Year 2012 and nominated Small Biz Influencer 2011. That has mm-hmm. got to be a huge accomplishment for you. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Thank you so much for bringing it up. They're two very different nominations because they come from two different spheres, which for me is a really big deal because, you know, my goal is really to influence as many people as I can in the small business space for about sales, leadership, communication, systems, you know, whatever it is so that they can be more successful. So to be recognized by my peers and, with the keynote, I actually was nominated 2 years in a row, 2012 and 2013, by the people in the community who have heard me speak is huge because I love doing it, and I'm hoping I'm making an impact. So, you get that sort of confirmation that you are making an impact. It drives me even harder to do even better.
Well, congratulations on that because that
Thank
is
you.
Absolutely awesome. Awesome.
Thanks.
Okay, so let's go more into what you're doing. Talk about Seize This Day. How did it come to be, and tell me all about it. Tell everybody all about it.
Okay, the short version is I had a midlife crisis when I was in my mid-40s and decided that I didn't want to be doing what I was doing. I wanted more flexibility. My kids were young. Someone suggested that I become a life coach, and I had a history of business leadership and sales. And I knew I didn't want to be a life coach, but I thought, wow, what is this coaching thing? So I looked into it, realized instantly that's what I was supposed to be doing. Got certified, and I launched my practice in 2006, in early 2006, and just started building my business, working with small business owners throughout North America, helping them identify why things were not going the way they wanted them to go, and then really creating strategies that were very individualized. So I don't have any canned programs. I really get to know my client and sort of get behind what's actually going on and help them see the reasons why things are going on and then develop a system that I know and they know they're actually going to implement. So it's really rewarding. I mean, I love doing it. It's the best decision I ever made outside of marrying my husband. I mean, it's just, it's been outstanding for me. I love every aspect of it, oddly enough.
Okay, so who is your ideal client?
My ideal client is a small business owner who knows that there are that things aren't quite working and they don't know why. They've maybe tried to fix it on their own. They've realized that they can't fix it on their own, and they really welcome someone coming in and working with them to help them turn things around and solve problems anywhere in North America.
Okay. Do you work primarily with women? Do you work with men and women?
I work with men and women. A lot of people think, it's interesting that you ask the question, a lot of people think because I'm a woman that, and I've had people say this to me, you know, well, most of your clients must be women, and oddly enough, they aren't. It must be, you know, the way I communicate, it resonates with either. And it's really about the person just knowing that they need and want the help. So it doesn't matter to me.
Okay. So who do you think does better in, you know, the sales process? Is it men or is it women? Or do you think it's equal or what?
So I think it's women. And I, and
okay.
As a weird sort of side, and I'll tell you why in a second, but as a weird sort of side note, I sort of said this in an article and got really torn up by women for saying this. I believe it's women because I think women have natural skills and abilities that lend themselves to the sales process, like we are really good listeners and we really care about other people and helping other people. We're community builders, so we like to get to know people. And when we go back to the beginning of this conversation where relationships are so very important in sales, women are relationship builders. For what – now, you know, I'm making a generalization, which means there's some women who aren't. But for the most part, this is who we are. This is what we do. It's the moms who go to the PTA meetings. It's the moms who get to know the neighbors and take the pie over to the new, you know, the new family that moves in. This is what we do naturally. And these are the parts of sales that are so important when you want to be successful. It's really listening to what someone said and responding to what they said, not what you want them to buy, you know, giving them what they need. And not, if you can't help them, telling them that you can't help them, because it's really about helping the other person, not necessarily yourself.
Right. I've talked myself out of sales many times because I didn't believe that the person, what the product I was selling was good for the person. And they would say to me,
yeah,
you're not going to make any money today. I'm like, I know, but if I sell you this, I'm not going to make any money, you know, further down the road, because
right. It's
not right for you. You need to stay where you are. And we're talking about
right. Insurance.
You know, you don't want to hurt people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, for the last few decades, all the sales training was built by men. It was made for men. It was facilitated by men. But I know you have a new sales training program coming up, which is clearly by a woman. So talk to us about that. What makes you different? Why do people want to jump into that?
Thank you. That's a really great question. In my opinion, the reason that people want to jump into it is because it's very tactical. So I created the sales training program a couple years ago, and we are in the process of making it a digital product that should be available mid-July so that people can just download it themselves and do self-study and walk themselves through the process. It takes you from really understanding who your current clients are, where you got them from, what you sell them, and what an ideal client looks like, to the system and the structure you are going to use to bring on new clients. So, you know, before when we were talking about relationships and systems, those are all built into this program so that you, throughout the program, are making very specific decisions about the ways that you're going to behave consistently moving forward. And I would say probably most importantly, the goal setting in it, and how you're going to monitor how you're doing with those goals. So I have this belief that people should be monitoring at worst case on a 30-day basis. That, you know, it would be great if they did it weekly, but they should go no longer than 30 days because you can change things that soon and have it make a difference, where if you go too long, you really can't. So monitoring is important. We talk about monitoring in the program, and I'm adding in a chat feature. There's a chat feature on my website that's brand new on my website that anyone can use, but especially the people taking the sales training program, if they run into a snag, figuring out what their value is, creating a 30-second commercial, whatever it is, they can just jump on the website, send me a quick chat, we can talk about it, we can get them through it, and they can move on because, you know, as we said before, I like you to be able to really do it and be successful at it.
Awesome. Okay, so is there a name to it? Is there a website yet, or how do people connect and find out about it?
Great question. And about you, of course. So they can go to my website, which is the best place really for them to go. It is at SEIZ, which is S-E-I-Z-E, thisdaycoaching.com. And I will say, if you go to SEIZ the day, you won't find it. It's this day because it's that important. And under coaching, under the coaching tab, there's a tab that says sales training program, quality of course sales training program. It currently is up there for the instructor-led program, but by mid-July, the digital products will be up there that people can get to.
Awesome.
And they can sign up for my newsletter there, and you know, so they can keep in touch.
And we will also make sure that all of your contact information is posted as well.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
What would you want to leave our listeners with today?
Oh, my gosh. I would want to leave the listeners with remembering that sales is about matching a solution to a problem. And if you don't have the solution for that person's problem, tell them, because that will do just as much good for you as the salesperson in the future as it does for them in the present.
Mm-hmm. Good. I love that. Okay, so before I let you go, I almost forgot to ask you about your book, Lemonade Stand Selling. I mean, how silly is that? So can you tell us quickly, like, you know, tell us what it's about and where can they get that as well? Because I love the name of it.
Oh, thank you. So Lemonade Stand Selling, they can get it on Amazon or on barnesandnoble.com. It is a very short, straightforward guide to the sales process. I wrote it for small business owners who are not salespeople, who are either afraid of sales or doing it incorrectly, so that they can really see the simplicity of sales and hopefully embrace it. And actually, the sales training program has been built out of a lot of the tenets in that book.
Awesome. Well, Ms. Diane, can you believe that our time is up? I can't even believe it. It's like, you
it
know, it goes so quickly. I know. Well, I do hope that we can get you back and continue our conversation.
I would love to. Thank you. And thanks so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. And just look for all our links and share away.
I will.
Okay. So we're going to take a short break and make sure we thank our sponsors, BDP Consulting. We want them to know how much we appreciate them. So if you're ready to watch your business get some great buzz and become one of our sponsors, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com, click on the sponsor tab, and watch your business soar. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life-Changing Insights. Life-Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life-Changing Insights, go to Life-Changing Insights with DrAlanSimberg.com. Life-Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Do you want to stay current with everything that's going on, our events, our updates, and so much more? Then go ahead and like us on Facebook at Selling in a Skirt and Tough Talk Radio. If you want to be my friend, just ask me at Judy Hoberman. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at Selling in a Skirt. Staying connected gives you access, and access takes you to success and profitability. Okay, well, I'm ready to bring in our next guest, who certainly knows about customer satisfaction and relationship building. Diana Price. She is known as the Business Culture Strategist, Sales and Service Expert, and Chief Encouragement Officer. She has over 20 years' experience as a corporate leader and an entrepreneur across a wide variety of industries, including travel, insurance, corporate promotion, and production. As a consultant and trainer, Diana has worked with numerous politicians, CEOs, best-selling authors, companies, and other business professionals to help them realize quantifiable results and reach their highest potential by shaping their behaviors, actions, and perceptions. Diana creates opportunities to dissect and concentrate on challenges that are within reach so the uncontrollable issues work in your favor. Well, welcome to the show, Diana. It's very exciting to have you here.
Oh, Judy, thank you so much for that awesome intro. It is a great pleasure to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
Well, you make me smile. When I heard your voice on my voicemail, I said, God, she's so awesome.
Oh, you rock, Judy. God, did I pay you to say that? No.
Yeah, really.
It's
definitely well-deserved. So let's talk about customer service and relationships. Whether you're the client or the provider, why are these so important?
You know, it doesn't matter where you are, if you're the client, if you're a provider, if you're in a corporation, or if you're an entrepreneur. I think customer service is one thing that people have to understand. Who pays your paycheck? Who gives you the paycheck? The customer gives you the paycheck. So in my view, it starts from the top. It starts from the leaders. It starts from the leaders challenging everyone's comfort zone, because we all get really comfortable when it comes to what we do every day. We do it the same way. We sometimes, Judy, don't even have to make any decisions because we've been doing it for so long, it becomes habit. So when it comes to, and I put these both together, I put customer service and I put leadership together, because it really takes a top-down approach to make sure that all of the people touching the customer become I call them miniature masterpieces. They have to become miniature masterpieces. Then everyone really can connect and have a hand in making sure the results are what we want them to be.
Okay. So that makes perfect sense to me. Now, you say on your website that 59% of Americans would buy a different product or service for a better customer experience. Talk to our listeners about that, because that's pretty huge. You know, I mean, most people would want to get something that's cheaper, and they really don't care, but that's a big number, 59%.
Let me tell you what that's all about. It's all about having an interactional approach with your customer versus a transactional approach. Customers want to know you care. And you can't really prove that you care if you're so involved in your transaction that you want to close the sale and you're doing everything, you're asking all the right questions, the who, what, you know, you're asking all those questions, but in the process, you're losing track of the customer. You're losing track that they're really interactional. They're there. You can sell a customer a lot more if you establish what I call a spicy interaction with them, not just any old kind of interaction, but an interaction where you influence, you connect, you convey, and you can capture a lot more market share. So customers really want us to let them know how much we care before they will even do any kind of business with us. And let me give you another example of that. Judy, I was just at the insurance conference. It's called the Insurance, what is it called? IAS, Insurance Accounting System Conference. And I did a workshop called Unwrapping Leadership Challenges That Confront Your Comfort Zone. One of the things that we're all confronted with in our comfort zone is our interactions. Some of us are boring, they're bland, they're mild, and you really don't come with from within, and you don't have a spicy approach to how you relate to your customers. So, you know, I could write a book. This is my topic, Judy. Matter of fact, I have written a book, and I'm in the process of writing another one. But this is so important for leaders, and I think that's where it has to start with the leaders. So I hope people understand that it's about the interaction and not the transaction.
Okay, so the interaction and everything, how does this relate to challenges in your business? Will this reduce the amount of challenges you have in your business? Or, you know, how does this work? If we give people a good experience, how many more challenges, you know, can we get rid of because of that? Because I think this is a big thing that you're talking about.
It's huge. I think this is how I feel in what I write and I teach about the challenges. The challenges that we all have are all inside of our comfort zone. So when we start performing at the end of our comfort zone, that's when those challenges all of a sudden become, okay, it's a challenge, but I'm not going to allow it to stop me or to bring me five steps backward instead of going two steps forward. So to give you an example, some of the ways that I teach about unwrapping the challenges that confront your comfort zone, I teach a five-step process to the challenges. One is so important. It's what we're talking about, the interaction. Judy, the first thing that I teach is you have to change your language. You have to change the way you communicate. Some of us are wimpy. Some of us can be pushy in the way we communicate, more aggressive. So we have to understand what we stand for. And changing your language goes all the way back to developing an inside job. Developing, when I say that, I mean you have to have a vision. You have to have core values that resonate. So when something goes wrong, you know where to come back to. Does that make sense, Judy?
Absolutely, because I always talk about the fact that your core values and your goals have to match. And when they are not in alignment, there's going to be other challenges that you're going to struggle with.
Absolutely. And when they are in alignment, then you can leverage and build on your strengths. And,
right.
You know, because it's not, we all have to deal with our weaknesses. Yes, we have to deal with our weaknesses. But when we deal with our weaknesses, we have to go all the way down almost to the ground to grab those weaknesses and identify what they are versus starting and leveraging on those strengths where we have much, 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 much further up that meter that we can start with. So we're a lot more effective and we can go from strength to exceptional. So it's so important to be, you know, creative when you're talking with customers, when you're trying to get, because all of us in the business world, whether in corporate America, we're leaders, we are looking to generate more revenue at the end of the day. So however you cap it, whatever you say about it, that's what you are trying to do. Do you agree with me?
I do. I totally agree with you. So let's take one more step here. So we've got some good background here. We've got some good foundation. Do you have a few ideas of making it, I don't want to say easier necessarily, but easier to connect with a customer? And any idea, like any kind of little tips about how you actually can connect with your customer?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many things that I would love to get in, but we really don't have the time. There's a couple of really cool things. When you connect with your customer, first, there's three objectives that you want when you interact with your customer. You want to make sure you establish a connection. You want to be able, when your connection is established, there's a whole workshop I do on connections by itself. Then the second part is another C. There's three C's to me. It's connecting, it's conveying, and it's convincing. So if you do each one of those threes the right way, then you start to do what I call sizzle. So then you can sizzle in your own way, and it doesn't mean that you have to be showy, and it doesn't mean you're doing something that's out of your ordinary. It just means that you're effectively executing your sales. You have more of a competitive differentiation, and when you connect, convey, and convince, you're able to align and then leverage all the things that your customer needs from you and making them feel like it's their idea. Oh, my God, because now you know a lot more about them, and they are really coming to you, and they're asking you to sell them. They're asking you to sell them. So how do you get there? I know, you know, that's a question. How do you get there? Well, the first thing you have to do is embrace a lot of risk. You have to embrace new kinds of risk. What is your inner edge? What are you comfortable with? Are you just comfortable saying, you know, and I'm talking to entrepreneurs, I'm talking to business leaders, because if we can't get our teams to understand what their talk track is to their customers, it's just never going to work. So whatever that inner edge is, you have to identify what that is. If you're used to your status quo kind of discussion, hello, my name is, and the, you know, not smiling on the phone or not smiling in your voice. I mean, there's a lot more to it. So from there, you have to start engaging at a higher level. And so I can give a lot more tips. As you can see, this is a topic that
I know. But let's go one step further now. Okay, so now you've made the connection, and now you've gotten your three C's. What are some tips for keeping your customers? Because, you know, it's great to get a customer, and it's wonderful to, you know, for them to love you, but then they leave you. So how
That's
do you
right.
make sure that they're more, you know, Velcro, and they're stuck to you in a good
exactly.
way?
Exactly. Well, I think we have to start grading ourselves. I think we have to all start grading ourselves. And what I'm going to tell our audience is every one of us are broadcasters, period. You are a broadcaster, Judy. I'm a broadcaster. You know, I have my own show. But everyone listening to you, we are all broadcasters in one way. And to connect with that customer and to keep that customer and make sure that it's a long-lasting customer, you have to speak their language, number one. You have to communicate with them in a way that they want to be communicated with. You know, a lot of us send all these emails, and customers don't like that. Some of them do, some of them don't. How are we communicating with our customers? How are we communicating with our team? Text, face-to-face, phone calls? How are we keeping together? So it's a huge thing to connect with people in the way they want to be connected with. So when I say we're all broadcasters, we have to step it up. We have to engage at a higher level. And it's all about how you make people feel.
Absolutely, and it's about the experience. So, okay, so hold on to your thoughts, because we're going to take a quick break and come back and continue our discussion. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back with Diana Price.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words, your raw emotions, just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. I'm here with Diana Price, who definitely knows that customer service reflects on everything that a company does. So, Diana, we talk a little bit about your comfort zone. We talk about being complacent. You know, a lot of people are afraid to try something new, to take on a different, mindset when it comes to doing things for their clients because it's going to be different. It's going to be outside of their comfort zone. Now, I always tell people, once you step out of your comfort zone, that will become your new comfort zone, so not to worry. But how do you talk to people about taking that huge leap to get out of their comfort zone and do something special that their customers will appreciate and love them for?
Oh, Judy, you are hitting all the nails on the head today. You know, the first thing, well, there's so many what I call foundational things, but one of the clear things that I'm going to go back to is we talked about vision. I teach and I help people develop what we call a service culture. I'll bet you that you talk to 10 companies. I bet 9 of them, maybe 10, do not have a written service culture. Now, what do I mean about a service culture? Because that's the foundation of any business, and I don't care if it's a strict sales business. So, a culture. We all have, you know, wherever your background is, Judy, if you know people that come together, they have the same kind of norms, they like the same kind of food, you know, it's a culture. So when we transfer that to a business, a culture becomes a shared value system of beliefs, of attitude that influences and characterizes the perception of you and your business. That's where we start. We start with the service culture. Now, once we have that service culture, Judy, you asked the question, you know, how do you get past all this? So a couple of things we have to understand. We can't be selfish. It's not about us. It's about the customer. So we can't be really hungry. Oh, I got to get the sale. It's about advancing your customer forward. What will you do with your product to make your customer win? If you can answer that question, if your customer will win by doing business with you, they're going to come back over and over and over and over and over again. So, I mean, I have like a million things that we can do. A couple of other things just really, really quickly is getting to the core. Get rid of that arrogance. That helps you get out of your comfort zone. Let your natural insight take your authenticity, your inner voice, let that take hold. And, If you stop learning, if you think that I've heard that before, if you think that I don't like repetition, I've already heard that, been there, done that, you already have a problem. You already have a problem. So it's important to get rid of your arrogance and get rid of your ego. When you do that, you become a lot more productive. And you've got to get rid of also the criticism and allow constructive input to you know, people like you, Judy, and me that have solutions that are proven. You know, you have to have people to help you through it because sometimes your leadership style doesn't adapt. And in order to get out of that comfort zone, you got to try some other things. If it's not working and you keep doing it, oh, well, it's just going to continue not to be working. So those are just some of the things. I have so many other great tips that people can do to get out of their comfort zone. And I have a paper called 10 Reasons That Leaders Fizzle. And it's all about how they get out of their comfort zone. Is that helpful, Judy?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I do also know that you have a radio show called Spicy Business Talk Radio Show. So
exactly.
What's the basis for this show? I mean, it sounds very intriguing, and I'm sure that people are going to want to know all about it. So what's the basis?
You know, the basis for this show, Judy, is that the show is called Spicy Business Talk, and the basis for my show is who's who in the seat. So when you look at the acronym that I place on that first seat, we interview and talk to people like you, Judy. The acronym for a seat is speakers. And the E is entrepreneurs, executives. The A is authors. And the C and the T, thought leaders. So we get together and we talk about how we can help our customers, how we can help each other, what we can do to dump the comfort zone is really big for me, you know, in leaders. You know, I was just on a stage where President Clinton was the keynote speaker in Indianapolis at this conference, and so many of the senior executives in my presentation were just raising their hand when I said, oh, yeah, I want to do something to get out of my comfort zone. So this is what we talk about on our show. Guess what I did, Judy? This was so impromptu. I put on, you know how senior executives sometimes they don't want to laugh, they don't want to have fun and let themselves just really, you know, hang loose a little bit because it's like, oh, mm-hmm. Who's looking at me? I don't want anybody to see. So I played this, you know, this little tune called Happy, and I said, okay, you guys want to do this? Talk is cheap. Everybody up. And they all got up, and they were just, like, dancing with the song. What's that song called? Happy, whatever it's
yep,
called.
Yep. That's great,
and
though,
I
but it definitely
got
them out of their comfort zone. That's the point.
It was great.
Point.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I got them out of their comfort zone. So that we do a lot of that on the show. We have a – and, Judy, it would be great to have you on the show.
to be on your show. It would be fun.
It would be so much fun. I got to tell you, Judy, people that come on the show, they have to read my ebook. It's called Risk, R-I-S-C, the Radio Interview Success Code. And the reason it's called Risk is because we don't allow any boring, bland people on the show. So we do coaching and counseling, you know, as how to do the three C's, how to connect, convey, and capture more of your market before they come on the show. So then they can get booked again, they can get more leads, and they can get paid. So it's so much fun. It's so much fun.
Awesomeness. Okay, so let's tell our listeners how they can connect with you because I want to make sure that they have something to write with and so they can really connect and stay connected.
Oh, great. Well, the way they can connect with me is via Sizzle. My email is sizzle@spicybusinesstalk.com. I'll repeat that, sizzle@spicybusinesstalk.com. And guess what I have for them? A free sizzle assessment. So if they email me at sizzle@spicybusinesstalk.com, we'll do a sizzle assessment. and help them be more influential as a leader, as an entrepreneur. And we can also, they can also reach me. My phone number is area code 949-427-0066. Again, that's 949-427-0066.
Awesome.
So we'll help them embrace new kinds of risk. And if anyone's interested in the ebook, you know, I can send them a link as to how to get the ebook, which is called RISC, R-I-S-C, Radio Interview Success Code, because we're all broadcasters in one way or another, like it or not. When we open our mouths, you have to be impressive. And if you're not impressive, well, you're something else.
And you say, bye-bye now. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Diana, this has been such a pleasure and so very informative, and I thank you so much for sharing your afternoon with us. I really, really appreciate it, and I do hope we can convince you to do a repeat performance.
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure, and I sure hope to get you on my show as well. That would be
absolutely.
So much fun.
It will be great.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to take a very short break now and come back and give you some questions to ask yourself about what's important to your business. We're going to also make sure you have the links to Diana Price and everything she's talking about. This is Selling in a Skirt on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Have you been feeling tired, having trouble managing your emotions, or just feeling out of sorts? The problem could be your vitamin supplement. There is a big difference between synthetic and natural vitamins. Synthetic vitamins do not contain all of the substances that naturally occur in nature. Natural whole food vitamins provide all of the factors necessary to help you maintain or regain your health. For more information, please contact Dr. Alan Simberg at alansimberg.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. So as we end our time together this week, let's remember some of the questions and the answers that will help you really understand about customer satisfaction and relationships in your business. What's the most valuable asset in your business and is a key ingredient to ensuring your business success? Answer, your customers. What's the most powerful form of advertising? Answer, word of mouth. Who is the most important person in your business? Answer, your customer. Who's the most important person to your customer? Answer, themselves. And who believes they are the best judge of your business and your product and customer service performance? Answer, your customer. The greatest source of information you have to move your business forward is from your customers. Treat them with the respect they deserve, and you will see the relationships building and customer satisfaction at an all-time high. I thank you all for tuning in every Monday at noon Central, where we share some extraordinary guests, ideas for your business, and ways to stand out as the amazing women that you are. Make sure you connect with us, and remember, women want to be treated equally, not identically. Until next week, this is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.